www.thebeatmedia.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick the show off and go with Jan Marie. Jan Marie, welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
Good, good. I have a question about iodine.
Let's talk about iodine.
Thank you. I've been reading a lot of stuff on the internet about it, and had a TSH level taken last year, and about this time last year, my vitamin D level was just like at the bottom too. So
okay.
I'm asking for another prescription for that. But in terms of the thyroid function, my family has a history of thyroid disease, and I was reading something about taking, I don't want to say a product, but it's something that, I guess it's sea kelp, it's a supplement, but I feel like I eat lots of salt, but they come in the forms of frozen foods and things that I eat that are, you know, processed kind of things.
Right.
So I want to know, what are the benefits of iodine? Since I've been taking this supplement, I feel a tremendous amount of more energy. I don't feel as bloated. I sleep better, and my knee doesn't crack as much. So I'm just wondering, what can you tell me about iodine?
Yeah, I mean, iodine is mainly for the thyroid, and it's the number
right.
one trace mineral, and that's why the sea kelp supplement you're talking about
mm-hmm.
can be so helpful. But I mean, are you taking thyroid medicine now?
No. I'm not, because my thyroid levels were within the normal range at the doctor's office.
You're not having any symptoms.
But I had all the signs of thyroid problems that they, you know, talk about. You know, I even had a symptom, kind of felt like carpal tunnel, just things like that. So
okay.
Low energy, bags under the eyes, just
all that kind of thing.
You know,
was your hair falling out at all?
Well, not on my head, but the rest of my body, like my arms and stuff like that.
You get real thin.
But my hair was really thick anyway on my head, so it is
okay.
thinning, I guess, a little bit. So.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, so you're just thinking about more for prevention, right? So you don't get thyroid disease.
I guess so, yeah. I just, is there any harm in taking a thyroid, iodine supplement?
No, actually, I think it's typically, you know, recommended. Women need about 450 micrograms a day of iodine. Men need about 150 micrograms minimum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really important because, you know, your thyroid functions completely off iodine, and we don't really get it in our diet hardly at all.
Is that test sensitive enough, though, to catch everything?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the TSH is T4, T3. You know, you'd want to have all of those done. And then you'd want to have the TPO antibody test done, which is called the thyroid peroxidase. And that'll let you know if you've got any kind of autoimmune disease like Hashimoto's thyroiditis that could be kicking in.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a really good test to do and just have it done. But I would not just check that. Have them check your hormones. Have them check any type of, you know, like vitamin D levels. Have them check just a good baseline overview every 6 months. It's one of the best things you can do to make sure that you stay on top of your health and that things don't decline. And I'll tell you one little secret about the thyroid if you're concerned about it. The pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid. And we never check it. I mean, literally, it's just one of those tests we never do in medicine. And you can check HGH levels. And you can see what the levels of the pituitary gland, how much the output is. And if
the
output's really low, huh?
What should the level be? I mean, what should it...
The blood test will tell you 1.5 to 4.5 is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that for more prevention, up around the 5.0 range, like 4, like 3.5 to 5 is really a better way to go. I mean, healthy pituitary gland function is vital for all your other your hormone systems, from thyroid to the testosterone levels to estrogen levels, progesterone, all of that is going to key off of a healthy pituitary gland. And most people's literally, I've checked blood so many times on people with the pituitary gland and checking that, and it was just rock bottom, like 0.1. Mm. And, you know, that's one of our big anti-aging hormones. So keeping that level up is really, really important for healthy thyroid function. So if that's a concern of yours, I'd have it checked out. But your eating habits and all that plays a big role too. So if you're worried about the thyroid and it becoming slow, you want to stay away from all the cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli, which is a superfood, but still it is a cruciferous vegetable and it can cause slow thyroid function. Also Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, that whole cabbage family too, can really wreak havoc on it. And strawberries. It's one of the only berries that has components in it that will slow the thyroid down. So,
what about diet drinks? What is that?
I mean, that's not even diet drinks.
Poison. I know.
Like diet sodas?
I know they're poison, but what is it that they do? How do they trigger the mind to... I think they think they're sugar. I swear I gain more weight when I drink more diet.
Well, you do, because it triggers the body even more of a response than what sugar does. To store. Now, the sugar is actually going to store because it increases your blood sugar, and of course, insulin is going to be secreted. But what diet drinks do, they have the artificial sweeteners in them, and aspartame is an artificial sweetener that has been linked to some challenging issues within certain people. It can cause memory loss, and it can cause just a host of cognitive impairments if it's taken in large quantities. It's something you don't even really want to put in your body that much. So, yeah, you want to stay away from the diet drinks for sure. I mean, if you want to have a soda and you really crave that, Zevia makes really good sodas. They're made with stevia extract. I mean, the soda thing is not the best thing for you, obviously. We know that. But if you have to have one, you're craving it every now and then, Zevia is a good way to go. Or you can use seltzer water at home. And, you know, they make some really good seltzer water and just use like fruit. You can squeeze a lemon or a lime and put some stevia in there, and it'll taste like a 7-Up or a Sprite. So those are good alternatives. But, I mean, yeah, your diet is a key. And getting radical with that and making really good food choices, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, you know, good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. All of those are extremely beneficial, you know, when you're looking to kind of get things where they need to be. So just a couple of things to think about. And iodine, is it good for you? Absolutely. And if your multivitamin doesn't have it in there, you definitely want to look at maybe getting some liquid form of that to include in your daily regimen, especially being a female, because you guys can get so deficient. And you need 150 micrograms for your thyroid, 150 micrograms for your breast tissue, and 150 micrograms for your ovaries. And if they don't all get it, I mean, the body can become deficient. Look at what breaks down in women more than anything, right? The ovaries, the breast tissue, getting tumors and fibrocystic type issues in the breast, right? That's a big issue that all women are concerned about. And you see more women with hypothyroidism than, I mean, it's like triple of what men get it. So there you have it. And iodine deficiency is one of the biggest issues that we see for a lot of endocrine disorders. So keep me posted on how it goes, and I'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, but you have to make the right kind of choices, and that's what we want to help you do on this show. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, and don't forget to check us out online.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the of pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with companies.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, we're talking with David. David is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking, metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is a standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health. And there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But if, and, you know, walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, you know, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and does is just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, that you know, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that you know, anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and you're not, your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about, and most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office, because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. But there's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health, and the exercise is one. Plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter. Both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. You mean, obviously 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. You know, plenty of good lean quality proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates, like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up, because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And you know, funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand, and of course everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate, and so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do when you're dealing with blood pressure. You want to come off medications, you have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that'll work with you, but you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes, because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment. It's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement with that, and you got to see where it lands, because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle based. And then some people, it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And, you know, obviously I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you can make. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed early 08 with what they call Hockham's sudden death disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of
of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about five times larger than the normal person's.
Right.
So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart, to grocery shop, or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on Nisin, Verapamil. 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is you've got to, the medications, typically, for the most part, for a period of time, you've got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. You know, they don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
Yeah. I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Line broken this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rusty. Rusty, you've been challenged with a little bit of heart condition. Little is probably not the best word, but I know you're frustrated with it. And now you went from being a guy that could just run around like an Energizer bunny, and now you can barely go out to your mailbox. Right? And so nobody's giving you any answers.
Not complete answers, no. The only thing they tell me is to, you know, is to stay stress-free as possible, watch what I eat, keep my blood pressure down, and, you know, accept the consequences. The next step they're telling me is a heart transplant.
It's a challenging condition. It really is. And because there's some genetic involvement with that that plays a role, and the deterioration that can happen within the heart, that's the challenging part. And so what they're telling you as far as stay stress-free and that sort of thing is good advice, good wisdom. Because, you know, right now what your goal is to maximize the heart so that, you know, every beat that it takes and every day that you have can slow down the deterioration. Because obviously the more stress you have and the more abuse we put on the heart, the more it's going to wear it out. I mean, that's just, we know that. But there's a lot you can do. Now, the medications you're taking are good. I mean, obviously, you have to take those right now. But there's a lot you can do. Now, have you done any type of, I mean, does exercise, I know walking and all that really wears you out, but have you tried anything like a stationary bike? You do anything for exercise that you can tolerate whatsoever?
the stationary bike is impossible. A couple of 3 minutes is all I can bear to be on it. You know, water, just, you know, anything in the water, you know, a couple of 3-4 minutes and I'm exhausted. Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, to me, it's sad that, you know, you said it yourself, you go from super active lifestyle to, you know, sitting in a chair watching television 10 hours a day. That's rough.
I know, Rusty. It is. It is. And, you know, just talking to you, I mean, I talk to people all the time, obviously, that are going through various things. And, you know, the challenging part is a lot of times you sit back and you just want to know why.
Exactly. Well, the question of why is not really there anymore. You know, I take what's given to me, and that's just the way it is.
You want to make it happen.
I would like to improve my quality of life. I mean, if I die tomorrow, that's fine. I don't regret anything I've done or thought about. But I just like to improve my quality of life. I don't want to run the New York Marathon, but I'd like to, you know, I'd like to walk with my grandson around the block a time or two, or, you know, and enjoy life.
Love it. That's the attitude right there. That's it. And that's what's most important. And if you keep that through this, that's what's going to carry you through. And really, that's what's going to be a great reflection to so many other people around you, Rusty. Here's the key. You're with your heart, when you come to a place where you are right now, everything counts. Okay? So the days of eating what you want, the days, and some people disagree with me on this, and I don't really care. But some people will say, well, you know, you've got stuff going on, you might as well eat what you want, do what you want. I disagree with that, because if the body's regenerating every single day, each day old cells die off, new cells form, then what we do every single day matters. Everything matters. So it's a different ballgame now. It's like when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, everything changes. And the sad thing is, if somebody could be, you make the lifestyle choices and changes before someone gets cancer, then it would be a really good thing. But a lot of times people don't. They make unbelievable choices, and then when they get the diagnosis, then it's like the light bulb comes off and they need to make it happen at that point. And with you, it's one of those, it's kind of in that same boat. You know, now you've been given a deck of cards that you've got to play. How are you going to play them? So, again, my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. Eating very well, getting inflammation as low as possible in the body, doing heart-healthy things every day, not just once a week or eating salmon once a week. You want to get omega-3 fats, high amounts of them every single day to keep your heart strong as possible. B vitamins, very important for the heart, all the way around. Be taking them every single day. I think it's important. Because it's just help. It's good wisdom for doing that. And like you said, if you can take an extra 10 minutes a day to walk around with your grandson, that's what matters. Right now, those are the things in life that really matter, that are important. So look at the things that are really great for overall heart health, like dietary measures. And if you can exercise 3 minutes a day, then do it. If you can do anything, I mean, you got to walk that line of not wearing out, getting your heart too exhausted, but also you also got to do things that you can to keep your body healthy. It's a very fine line in that, and you want to go with what they've told you to stay stress free. So do things that are not stressful for you, and come up with those. And it's going to be different. You've got to find out what those are for yourself as far as activity levels and that kind of thing. Now, the other are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And believe it or not, when you can get away from emotional stress and do everything you can to stay clear of that, if you've been under a lot of stress for your life, period, meaning you've had a lot going on and maybe you had financial stressors, or you just, you know, working or marriage or whatever it's been throughout life that have just life has just been kind of hard and stressful in some ways, it's always good to do things to build up the adrenal glands, because when you can build up the adrenal glands, it can help everything else within the body. So very simple. Again, B vitamins are good, but staying away from the processed foods are very good to help build the adrenals. High levels of vitamin C are really good too. A lot of good studies out on that, just on the way it builds the immune system, but also it helps with the adrenal glands. Green tea is very good too. Cuts down on cortisol and also helps balance out and help the adrenal glands in their function as far as strengthening them, not feeling so fatigued and so tired. A lot of little things like that can be a great benefit to you. And CoQ10, don't forget that. If you're taking all the heart medications, CoQ10 is so important to take with it so that some of the side effects won't be that difficult on the heart as well, because they can have some extra little side effects in there. And I'm sure you probably read all the medications and all that kind of thing. But the big thing is your attitude. I mean, your doctor was right. And by avoiding the stress, that's a good general statement. They're sending you in the right direction, but it's going to be up to you to come up with a game plan for that. And I would. I'm a big fan, obviously, of my book because I wrote it, but because the diet in there is very good, and it cuts down the inflammation of the body. And with so many conditions, even though yours has a strong genetic link to it, with so many conditions, it helps just because it helps the body function at a higher level. And if you can get your body and your lifestyle choices working at a better level, you are going to be at a better level. And that's the real key. And it's neat to see the attitude you do have, because your kids, your grandkids are going to benefit from that. And to be around a guy like that, very important for their development as well, and be a good role model for them. But we're here for you any way we can be. You know, obviously here on the radio each day. And if you need anything, you always email me. Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, hon. How can I help?
So I've been on a roller coaster of the misdiagnoses with my doctors. I was originally diagnosed with erythema multiforme, but of course I was put on medicines, but my body kept getting worse. And so about 2 years ago, we went back to the drawing board, started all over again, and still no diagnosis. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do that can help my doctors diagnose me. And I have a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, what have you personally been doing? Have you made any changes in your life right now with what you're dealing with? Or you're still just searching for answers?
I'm still searching for answers. It's been like a 4-year process altogether.
Now, why do you think they missed?
2 years from starting from scratch.
Why do you think they misdiagnosed you?
I don't really know. They took biopsies from my skin. Altogether, I've had 10 different biopsies. But they took biopsies from my skin originally and gave me that diagnosis. But my body wasn't responding to the medicine over a course of 2 years, so, and I kept getting worse. Other things started happening with my body.
Like what?
I was constantly getting sick. I've had the shingles twice. Constantly having urinary tract infections. Just all kinds of things. My appetite's not the same.
And have they done just a battery of tests on you to figure out exactly what's going on? They've looked at everything, right? Or they think they have.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. They did 10 different... How many different doctors did you have look at this?
All together?
Yes.
At least 7 different doctors. But right now, I'm just going to 4 of them. I have
my
family practice doctor. I have my dermatologist. I have my rheumatologist. The erythema multiforme, or systemic lupus of the skin.
Right, but do they all agree? Do all 4 of those doctors agree with all the tests that they've seen that it is that condition?
Yes. Just put the word chronic in front of it. They made it from erythema multiforme to chronic erythema multiforme.
Sure.
But I got more labs out there now, so I'm still in the mix.
But if you've gone to all these doctors and they're telling you that you have it, and they've done all the tests, which, I mean, again, that's the tests are pretty good and they're pretty accurate. And if it was just one opinion, I would tell you, yeah, definitely go get another one. But is it...
My thing is, I'm getting worse. My body's getting worse. I'm on these medicines. I'm taking them faithfully, and I'm still getting worse.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go into the break, because when you're dealing with lupus, the potential lupus, as you say, and all the doctors are singing the same song, and they've done this test, and you're getting worse, but yet you're taking the medications, then there could be something going on. But lupus is a real challenge within itself. So hang on, we'll get back into it out of this break.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour. Going to the break, we're talking with Jacqueline, and she's been to multiple physicians, seven doctors to be exact. Now she has four that are overseeing her care and treatment. One in family medicine, one dermatology, internal medicine, and rheumatology. And she has been diagnosed with what they're calling lupus. And it's a real challenge, obviously. But I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, if they've done the test, and we were kind of talking about that, and they're all kind of singing the same song, there, a lot of times you have to go with that. And I know deep down you're saying it just can't be. It doesn't seem right because I'm getting worse and worse and worse. But with lupus, a lot of times that can happen. A lot of times that downward slope is what people are so concerned about. Now, because there's autoimmune with lupus, you know what autoimmune means? Mm-hmm. It's where the body attacks itself, right?
Yes.
So There are some things you can do even more on the natural side to help the body fight. Now, it doesn't replace treatment because it's not treatment. But there's a lot of things you do to help your body fight. Now, when you look at the autoimmune process, let's talk about that for a second. The autoimmune process, there are two different sides to it. There's the T1 helper cell sides and the T2 helper cells. They're called the killer T cells. And that's what the body has in place. It's a natural mechanism for it to go and fight against any type of invaders that might be coming into the body. And so you have to really be careful when you're looking at that to make sure that you have the right part of the body operating and functioning it the right way. Because if, for example, you're doing things in your daily life causing the T1 helper cells to work great and the T2 helper cells not, it can cause an increase or a rapid increase in what's going on within your body as far as the way you feel. And so it can make you feel like, or it could send your body into a place where it's not functioning at its best level. And that's why you feel like it might be getting worse. So there's a little test you can do, and obviously this is not proven with studies and everything else, but it's something that is more of it's just been kind of shown in more of the natural world to kind of help, and it's using echinacea tea and green tea. And it's just a good way to see which one of the teas can help you feel better. Because sometimes echinacea tea, and it's gotten a bad rap recently, but it's good stuff. It's good for your immune system. But echinacea tea, you can get it pretty much any health food store, grocery store, for that matter. And a lot of times if you use echinacea tea, you can start drinking it, and you're either going to feel better or feel worse. If you feel worse, you obviously want to stop. And the deal is with echinacea tea or green tea, the one that makes you feel better is helping the immune system and suppressing the other side of it. And then if you drink one that makes you feel bad, then it's doing the opposite. And it's just, I mean, it's common sense. You can continue drinking those teas that are good for you and make you feel good, and then you probably want to stay away from the one that doesn't make you feel good. But they work on different mechanisms in the body. It's a little simple at-home test that you can do. But when you're with your rheumatologist, you might notice, I mean, obviously as you're taking the medications, just to see if that might make you feel any different, if you notice that some of those mechanisms can help. And then, of course, your diet changes. Foundational Four, I'm a big fan of those. That's a good, you know, no matter, this is for a lot, you know, anybody, pretty much for good overall health. We've learned that good whole food multivitamin is very good. Cod liver oil is always good because your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. And digestive enzymes, really good for lowering inflammation in the body and helping your body process, digest and absorb nutrients much better. And probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's always an important thing. But don't get discouraged. Here's the good news. Is you don't just have one opinion, you have seven. Now you have four doctors that are working with you that They've seen the test results. They're all saying this is what it is. So it's okay to have a health challenge. It's what you do with it. It's about the attitude that you carry with it. You definitely don't want to be in denial, is if you are facing some things, don't look at it as a disease so much, even though technically on paper it is. Look at it as more, call it in your mind more of a health challenge. Because a challenge is something that you can always push through. You can always work through and come up with new ideas and new ways to get your body healthy. And so look at every day like a challenge. You may be given a certain deck of cards, but what can you do to make those cards better and make them play better so that you can be better, your health and your life can be better? And make that a resolution for yourself to not give up in any capacity and to keep working to get your health at the best level that it can be. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Nick. What's up? How can I help?
So I got three questions, actually.
We got time. We've got time for one question.
Okay. Well, then I go just ask one question. Well, I read on too many reports that if someone taking omega-3 and that person has like a history of colon polyps, and that person will have, you know, is in a higher risk of getting colon cancer. I just ask you, you know, for your opinion.
Sure. My thoughts on that, I mean, cod liver oil or fish oil, just an omega-3 oil, depending on what they did with that study, I have not seen that study, first of all. And I don't buy into that study at all. But what I can tell you is this, is that if they used omega-3 gel caps for that study and didn't use regular fish oil, the oil itself that's unprocessed and just that is mercury-free, then I would buy into the fact that you could do, because see, when they take any kind of fish oil, heat it, put it into a gel cap, it turns rancid into trans fat. Trans fats are the number one cancer-causing agent in the body. So if that's what they did their study with, which they probably did, because if they did a study with people, you know, but most people don't want to take the oil. So they gave them the gel caps, and they found that it could cause issues with colon cancer. I mean, yeah, any kind of trans fat, go eat a pack of crackers that has trans fats in it, and that's going to cause colon cancer as well. So it's a bunch of bunk, I think. That's my opinion and my thoughts. Cod liver oil or omega-3 oil is some of the best stuff you can put in your body. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding
medical. Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.